Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining us. We're live. It is Sunday, the 13th day of September 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every single Sunday. I do talk radio 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. live, and then back Sundays with an abbreviated wrap-up of the week past. And I look forward into the week ahead from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, I want to get into the fact that the German media, the French media, the Russian media, the British media all reported at least 2 million people, one of the biggest marches in U.S. history in D.C. yesterday. One of the biggest marches in U.S. history. In fact, the headline in the Mail, one of the biggest papers in England, up to 2 million march to U.S. Capitol to protest against Obama's spending in Tea Party demonstration. And we're simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. But if you go up to PrisonPlanet.com, even if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can watch time-lapse video from the local news stations from on top buildings, where they weren't just filling the mall, they were filling other major side roads for miles, well over 2 million people. If you fill the mall and then the area of the Capitol, that's about 800,000. It was well over 2 million. CNN, the New York Times, the Austin American Statesman, where I live, they all reported that it was thousands, a couple thousand. Well, there you can see on your screen the time-lapse photography just of one area off the mall, and then watch it fill up that street as you look back over 2 miles down that major thoroughfare, completely, totally jam-packed and filled for over 2 miles. And that's just one shot from a camera on top of a building. That is just one shot as people march down towards the mall. One road. And the foreign news took photos. There's videos of it. We have them posted up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Scores of videos where it's just every major road in and around the central area of D.C., around the monuments and the mall and the Capitol. Just solid people everywhere. Foreign press estimates 2 million or more. French news is reporting upwards of 3 million. We don't know. Millions. Millions. And you know what I saw? Infowars.com signs. Ron Paul signs. Rand Paul signs. The media is trying to balkanize this and make it a left-right issue and say, oh, it was all Glenn Beck. And I would say probably a third of it or so probably was Fox News. People that don't want big government. They didn't mind Bush tripling the size of government and lying to him about WMDs, but they don't like it that Obama's doing it with the gun control, the open borders, the government health care, the National Compulsory Service, the cap and trade taxes. They're mad. And but the bigger issue here is the media keeps lying. Earlier in the week, with Obama's address to Congress on health care, CNN admitted they double-sampled Democrats in their poll. So two-thirds were Democrats, one-third were Republicans. They announced it was a fair poll and said, oh, look, his poll numbers went up after the speech. Before the speech, they sampled people against the health care 50%, those for it 50% roughly, Republicans, Democrats. Then they did two-thirds Democrats and put out that fake poll. There's all sorts of chicanery going on. I want to hear from you on it. There's also other demonstrations around the country, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. It is Sunday, September 13, 2009. We are live, 888-201-2244, or locally, 512-646-1776. Sorry if you're offended by 1776. The media now says that's racist and evil and bad, and Homeland Security documents say American flags and the term 1776 are evil. We're not going to let our free speech be chilled. We'll still say the dirty word 1776. The spirit of 1776 is being revived. The latest 9/11 info with Charlie Sheen going public, Fox News attacking us, and a lot more.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is September 13th, 2009, on this live Sunday edition. We're going to take a lot of your phone calls today at 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Get you up and on the air at 888-201-2244. Coming to you live from the InfoWars Command Center, deep in the heart of Central Texas, Austin, Texas. Coming to you from South Austin. And we are simulcasting not just on the radio, on AM and FM, Global Shortwave Satellite, but also on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and in living color. We also produce it as a television show, so you can see all the documents and video clips if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. I want to get into one of the biggest ever recorded marches in D.C., bigger than Martin Luther King's. Bigger than Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March, bigger than pro-Obama marches, bigger than anti-Bush, anti-war marches, bigger than anything seen in memory. And that's what the Mail Online, that's what Le Figaro in France is reporting, that's what Der Spiegel in Germany is reporting. We have posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com videos from on-top buildings, foreign newscast, 2 million or more conservatively filling the mall, filling major side roads, 2 mile long. Just the overflow on major roads coming off the mall was 2 miles back. Solid, jam packed people. 2 miles. In fact, we're going to be playing that clip in a moment. But the media spun this and national news said a couple thousand. The Austin American Statesman has the headline today. Thousands come out. No, ladies and gentlemen, it was a lot more than thousands. A lot more than thousands. Here's the Austin American Statesman headline. Thousands rally with or against Obama. They even spun it. And this is the voice of the local statesman. It's really the New York Times. They published a New York Times story, but I got this from the Statesman. Thousands rally with or against. So they number one, distort and say it's thousands when it's millions. And then they say, oh, and a lot were for Obama. Reading foreign news reports, they're saying that maybe one out of 20 was an Obama supporter. And I've watched scores of videos last night and today, and you do occasionally see a pre-printed out by the White House official blue Obamacare sign. But then you see all the hand-drawn grassroots signs by the people. And look at that time lapse on screen as they just boils in and fills up the major roads marching towards the mall. That's just a building cam of one road leading to the mall. That's easily a million people right there. But again, up to 2 million marched to U.S. Capitol to protest against Obama's spending and Tea Party demonstration. Mail Online, one of the big papers in England. Up to 2 million people marched to the U.S. Capitol today carrying signs with slogans such as Obamacare makes me sick. And they protested the president's health care plan. And what they say is out-of-control spending, the line of protesters across Pennsylvania Avenue for blocks, all the way up to the Capitol, according to the Washington Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. That's right. Homeland Security admits it was 2 million, but that won't be in our news. You have to go to foreign news to see these photos and videos. Notice CNN and others would show up-close groups of people. People were chanting, enough, enough. And we the people, others yelled, you lie, you lie. And Pelosi has to go, referring to California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. Demonstrators waved U.S. flags and held signs reading, go green, recycle Congress. And I'm not your ATM. Men wore colonial costumes and they listened to speakers who warned of Judgment Day. Election year 2010. Yeah, but then Republicans will stop posing like they're opposition to big government, and then they'll go in and sell us out until we realize that both parties are bought and paid for by offshore banks and make the issues about abolishing the Federal Reserve and arresting the criminal cartel that's carried this out. And I will say, looking at the videos and photos and talking to people that were there, most of them were Alex Jones listeners, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, that is being hijacked by kind of the mainline Roger Ailes run, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck arm of things. But it doesn't matter. As soon as Republicans get in a year and a half and lie and sell everybody out, you will have a complete wake-up happen at that point. You've already got Congress with an 11% approval rating again. Both parties are hated. The people will give the Republicans one more chance to abolish the Fed, one more chance to get us out of these wars. That's like when Ron Paul went to CPAC, the big Republican meeting this year. He got a standing ovation when he said Republicans aren't for these corrupt preemptive wars. And almost everyone, we played the video here, you can go watch it. Just go watch Ron Paul's speech at CPAC with Limbaugh in attendance, standing up. Just more than 8,000 people in attendance clapping. See, it's an illusion that conservatives and libertarians want war. It's a fraud. But see, they made it a left-right issue, so a lot of Republicans got behind the war. But you look at Obama, he took 50,000 troops out of Iraq, sent those to Afghanistan, and put another 50,000 contractors into Iraq, and another 40,000 contractors into Afghanistan. That's a 90,000 troop increase. How is 90,000 more troops in Central Asia and the Middle East downsizing the war? I mean, I want to ask all you phony liberals this, but again, zoom in for me, guys, on the document cam here, on the Mail Online, up to 2 million march to U.S. Capitol to protest against Obama spending and Tea Party demonstration. And then I ask everyone out there watching, how can all the foreign media get it right, but the New York Times, thousands rally with or against Obama? They're not even saying this was a rally against Obama. They're not even saying this is the American people speaking out and saying we don't want big government. We don't want 20%, not 1/20th. I wish it was 1/20th they were trying to take over. 20% of the economy that's left, that isn't government-controlled health care. And sure, it's corrupt and got problems, and insurance companies are out of control. That's why if you really study things, you'll learn that actually big insurance companies are funding Obama and the takeover over of health care, because they're going to get liability protection. They're going to get to water down the care. This is totally sick. So I want to talk about that with listeners when we get back at 888-201-2244. Now, we are also in the next hour, after I take a bunch of calls on this subject and a couple other economic issues we need to go over that are very serious, and Russia saying, yeah, we did meet with Israel. Israel is planning to hit Iran. Last week, secret mission by Benjamin Netanyahu to Israel, from Israel to Moscow to meet with Putin and Medvedev, their president. And the media tried to spin and said, oh, no, it was just an economic secret visit. No, Israeli prime ministers don't make secret visits to Russia unless they're planning something military. Is that Lebanon? Probably not. Lebanon doesn't border Russia. Iran does for more than 1,000 miles. And Russia has built those nuclear reactors, the Bashir reactor and others. And Russia has said, do not attack them. They have said, do not go after them. And they've said that over and over again. And now Putin, who's the real president of Russia, he's saying he may run again for president, but the prime minister, Vladimir Putin, and his minion, the president, are saying, don't attack. This is a bad idea, in a speech. So that's clearly what Netanyahu's visit was about, and we should discuss what's going to happen if there is a preemptive strike on different facilities and infrastructures all over Iran and its capital city of Tehran. So I want to get your take on that as well. And then in the second hour, the final hour today, I've never had something I've done on air that was this big. We've been all over international, national news hundreds of times. But I told you last weekend, I said, what I'm going to do Tuesday through Friday is going to be the biggest thing we've done yet. And Charlie Sheen coming out, challenging the president to meet with him or to meet with the victims' families that have asked Charlie to go public, like Bob McElvain and other people that head up large groups that question the official story of 9/11. Six of the 10 9/11 commissioners say it's a fraud, a lie, a hoax. Charlie came out, and it's been on ABC News, Fox. It's been all over international television. It's been on O'Reilly Factor 3 times, Sean Hannity 2x. Limbaugh's talked about it at least 3 times in detail. Hundreds and hundreds of newspapers picked it up, many of them positively, and I want to go over some of those. The number one video on YouTube, 2 days running, is Charlie Sheen's plea to the president that we produced and posted at Infowars.com. another example of how we put 9/11 truth on the front burner and not the official government fable and lie. We did that. You, the listeners, did that. And Charlie Sheen did that. You found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines in the info war. We wage war on corruption. We crash with the lies and disinformation. We are shattering the left-right paradigm that is the global corporate takeover known as the New World Order. And we are now going to open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast with some key news interspersed. I know callers will probably call in on 1,000 subjects, and that's fine. I love the random, you know, wheel of fortune, different issues being brought up. But I'd like to hear from you. What do you think of the U.S. media, the lying corporate whore media, telling you that a couple thousand people demonstrated in D.C. and hardly giving it any coverage, and then spinning it and saying, and of the couple thousand that did demonstrate, it was some of them were Obama supporters and want the health care, and the others were these crazy racist Tea Party people. You're not allowed to say socialism, it's racism. Trying to silence free speech. What do you think of the New York Times headline, carried in papers all over the country, thousands rally with or against Obama? As president leads a healthcare rally in Minneapolis, protesters in Washington denounce his policies. Meanwhile, the foreign press is reporting 2 million. And you look at the video, easily 2 million. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Steve in Houston, you're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I want to comment on what you're asking about, and I want to use that to lead into about this past Friday with 9/11. It's pretty obvious to me why the U.S. media is reporting this way. They're controlled by the same people, as you pointed out, that invented TV, and that's the Pentagon. You know, you got the black propaganda machine. They always put their spin on everything, and they're going to make it go towards what the New World Order's agenda is.
And by black propaganda, for the people are so programmed to political correctness to not be able to speak. In England, they're banning, saying it's a black day, it's a dark day, everything's racism. When you say black propaganda, you mean black ops or deceptive political information. That's the dictionary definition of it. You mean black ops disinfo.
Yeah, I use that term because I heard on your show a couple weeks ago where you pointed out it's not just propaganda. You have two kinds. You put out what's called white propaganda, which is the good kind. It's information to inform people and empower them.
Yes, here's the definition for those that don't know. People think of propaganda itself as bad. Propaganda, if I say, hey, I got great hamburgers and great enchiladas and great root beer floats I sell at my diner, and I think they're great hamburgers and enchiladas, then it's propaganda, but it's white propaganda. You know, if I happen to like some type of tennis racket and I say, I think this is a great tennis racket, or I think my car is great, that's white propaganda if I believe it's true and it is true. It's black propaganda if you lie. It's black propaganda when the media says it's racist to disagree with the president. They know that's a lie. They're putting it out there to silence debate. Go ahead.
Right, exactly. And this leads into the main reason I called, you know, about 9/11 this past Friday. I, you know, throughout the day as I was able to, I listened to various talk shows, both local and nationally. And, of course, you had all these neocons, these fake conservatives out there, all talking about how, you know, we need to continue this war on terror, defend our country, blah, blah, blah. And I called into a couple of them, and I heard other people calling as well, you know, saying that 9/11 was an inside job. And the first guy I called, I said to him, can I have a conversation with you about 9/11 that is disagrees with the general, you know, spin that's been put out there without being labeled a conspiracy theorist or a nut job? He said, okay. And I said, I have several points I'd like to go through and then ask you some questions. Okay, can we take these one at a time? I said, sure. I didn't even get to my first point, and he started asking me, well, do you believe planes hit the tower? Sure. Well, do you believe that terrorists, you know, these Muslim fundamentalists slit people's throats with box cutters? I said, no. Okay, well, have a nice day. And, you know, I was so infuriated, Alex, because the thing is, and it doesn't surprise me because that's the way these media whores are, But it's just the thing that, you know, these people say they're fair and balanced, you know, like Fox says, but yet, it just like, and this is the main thing, with Charlie Sheen, what he's done, this guy has so much guts and fortitude and has done such a service to the American people in the world, as well as you, but he's his point that here, I put all these valid points out with all the, you know, all the links to the documentation, and rather than even address those, all they want to do is engage in character.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. We're going to cover that next hour. But what Charlie Sheen has done is tens of millions of people have read his letter to the president that has the 20 points. Major British newspapers like The Telegraph, their biggest paper, next to The Guardian, printed the entire 20 points in the newspaper. I'm going to go to that story later. And people are going, wow, this has links to the Washington Post in 2007 with six of the 10 commission members admitting there was a cover-up and that they wanted a criminal investigation of the Pentagon and White House. Wow, this has links to FBI translators saying that Al-Qaeda was taking orders from the CIA up until the day of 9/11. Wow. And just these 20 points that are irrefutable. Why we're saying investigate 9/11. I mean, the government staged Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, attacked our ships, and made it up that the Vietnamese did. They've staged all these other attacks. Northwoods is in ABC News. U.S. government planned to bomb cities, hijack jets by remote control. I mean, you start going through the evidence, but they never want to address that. That's coming up. I want to get to everybody else's call, though. Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good.
One of the things about the health care that I'm really so afraid of is that things that have happened in the last couple of months. I mean, Verichip has partnered with Receptors to develop capabilities in their chip to detect swine flu.
For those that don't know, Verichip, there is a section in the bill, we've gone over it, that talks about the feds funding radio frequency ID chips implanted in people. And the Mexican government's made the Justice Department people take them. Other governments are having people take them. They really are pushing this to the school kids, to the U.S. military. It really is happening.
And then just recently on September 8th, Verichip acquired Steel Vault, which is an ID theft company. And now the new company will be called Positive ID. That was just announced on September 8th. So, I mean, what I'm afraid of, Alex, is, you know, they're going to use through the Obamacare force us to get chipped.
Well, I don't think they're that far along now, but I appreciate your call. They're using the fear and the fear-mongering over this, you know, hysteria over the swine flu. When regular flu kills 36,000-plus people a year, this has only killed a few thousand in the U.S. It's not even up to that yet. It's not even up to 1,000 yet. It's like 4,000 worldwide, 500 and something a week ago. You know, the numbers are always growing. But you can pull up flu deaths if you want to see the numbers. Just Google it or startpage.com, another good search engine. And they're just using it to put their federal forces in place, to put their police state in place, to train everybody to go under federal control, to get everybody used to hearing about forced inoculations and quarantines and mass graves and lockdowns of cities and federalization of local police. That's what's going on right now. We're going to go to break in a moment. We're going to come back and hurry through your calls to Mike, Revo, Mark, Bob, Tommy, Andrew, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. Each caller, I'd love to hear from all of you, but I want to get to everybody. You get about 1 minute apiece. I'm going to try to have a short answer or short statement to whatever it is you say. Does it outrage you that the mainstream media is saying a couple thousand people are in D.C. when foreign media is saying 2 million and the video, the raw video, shows probably more than 2 million? Is this why the mainstream media is dying? Is this why they have no credibility? We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, September 13, 2009. Look at the Urban Dictionary online. It's quite popular. And they have a definition here. Teabagger, a whining fool shouting loudly for liberty but not willing to pay the bill. No, liberty is we don't want a big federal government that runs every facet of our lives and turns all our local governments into little secret police arms. Now, remember over a month ago, I got on air and I said, Republicans and Democrats, if they're for NAFTA, if they're for GATT, if they're for the wars, if they're for higher taxes, if they're for the police state, Governor Rick Perry, Senator Cornyn right here in Austin getting booed at every event they go to. That was on the news locally. Democrats all over the country, I was seeing the YouTube videos 4, 5, 6 months ago being booed off the stage. And I said, there's a revolution starting, a peaceful resistance. And then a month ago, the media started saying, starting with Lloyd Doggett here in Austin, oh, those were paid lobbyists that came to a local Randall's grocery store. It was all staged. But my neighbor happened to just be there grocery shopping and saw it and said, no, it wasn't staged. They all said, including his constituents he'd mailed letters to, that they didn't want government-run health care. And so he said, I'm going to leave. And then they booed him. So the media has gone from saying it's all staged to using sexually derogatory terms against these diverse crowds, black people, Hispanics, white people, conservatives, libertarians, Democrats that know Obama's a liar. But the media is trying to balkanize people and then lying and saying there was a few thousand people in D.C. when there were at least 2 million, according to the foreign press in the video. So does this anger you? And is this going to discredit the mainstream media even further? Can you believe anything they write and say? Revo 76 is what he hails by, calling from New York City, NYC. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you for taking my call, sir. Thank you. The news media is horrible. Makes me sick. I can't even watch it anymore. I can't stand Glenn Beck. He's fake. Obviously, everybody knows that. Well, not everybody. Can't believe they were rooting for him at one of the Tea Party in D.C.
Well, the media is going to show that to make it a polarizing issue.
Of course, without a doubt. Great job with Charlie Sheen. I was a little hesitant at first when I first read the thing, but I found out, went through it, and I seen the fine print at the bottom. Very well done. The video is great. The new documentary that's coming out looks awesome. Cola Blue works beautiful. And it looks like the government is going to have the swine flu shots ready for the first week of October. Raw Story's got a story up today. So,
that's right. In fact, that's in my stack, and we're going to talk about next hour some in the last 30 minutes, not just Sheen and his big 9/11 story breaking on this show, but also the latest flu developments. Anything else, Revo?
Godspeed to you and your family, sir.
Sure. Thank you. You too. Look, going back to Monday and my special announcement in that YouTube video that went viral, I said in the video, the big announcement starts Tuesday and runs through the next several weeks. His letter to the president in the form of a discussion he wanted to have with him was only the kickoff of the ball game. We're only at halftime right now. Next week, Sheen's back on. There'll be more big announcements. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll recap the chronological order of what happened and more of our battle plan in the next hour. But it's obvious every caller's bringing this up, so I'll just mention it now. The big announcement was that Sheen was going to ask for the president to meet with him and the victim's family members that Sheen is friends with, like Bob McElvain and others who lost his son Joey, Bill Doyle lost his son Joey, in the towers. That's what the big issue was, and that he's calling out the debunkers to a debate live on TV, Larry King Live or whatever. I mean, Reuters picked that up, his call for a debate. And that video is also viral right now. He's challenging him. In fact, we should go to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube later and cue that video up for next hour where Charlie Hartman issues the challenge. So that's coming up. So that's what this was about, was not just letting the controlled corporate press and the military-industrial complex that clearly staged 9/11 being able to fearmonger, use 9/11 to expand more wars. First they say Iraq did it, and now Pakistan, and it's just an excuse for this militaristic imperialism. Simple, that we pay for, and that demonizes America's name. And so that's the larger program. And some of the media and people that are jealous and stuff, and the alternative media tried to spin it that my big announcement was just the Sheen letter. That's classic straw man. In my video, in my announcements, on the radio, I said it starts Tuesday. And it goes for several weeks. You've only seen the first phase. And look at it. Hundreds of newspapers, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC News, Limbaugh, hundreds of news publications, Reuters, Houston Chronicle, Times of London, London Telegraph, French news, Japanese news, German TV, Latin American TV. That was the whole point. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here. I'm with We Are Change Oshkosh. First, I'd like to say good for Charlie Sheen. Hopefully this letter does add growth to our movement. As far as the downplaying...
Hold on. Hopefully it does? Tens of millions of people, conservatively, have now read the key 20 bullet points and are waking up in mass.
If that's the case, then I'm glad you know the numbers on it, and that's definitely a positive.
Go to Google Trends and type in the name Alex Jones or type in the name 9/11 Truth and look at all the past years. This is the biggest year for 9/11 Truth because of what Charlie did and because of what the listeners did getting the word out about the story.
Well, like I said, that's definitely a positive. I'm glad it's had quite an effect. I haven't been able to check the numbers on it all.
Well, hey, we'll do it for you right now. Guys, go to Google Trends. Just Google Trends, and the Google Trends page will come up and type Alex Jones 9/11 or 9/11 Truth in, and then we'll show you. It goes back over 5 years. A record spike, double anything previously for people searching 9/11 Truth, 9/11 Conspiracy.
That's huge.
It's huge, yeah. Mission successful.
Well, let's see. I just want to continue here because I know you're going to try to go to a lot of people. As far as the downplaying of the protests against Obama and the mainstream media by the mainstream media, that's no surprise, I guess. They've been doing stuff like that forever with Junior. You know, Bush, it got worse, and now under Obama, it's horrendous. We can't, you know, allow that to put a damper on our goals, things like that. We have to just continue to expose them for every dirty, underhanded tactic that they pull like that and make sure the truth continues to come out. And, you know, that way we're always going to be on the right side of history and the right side of the truth. And InfoWars and We Are Change will just have to continue to thrive. Everybody out there, I would encourage them to go to wearechange.org, click on the Oshkosh flag, get a hold of us if you want to check us out.
Good. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it, Mark. Bob in Indiana. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Well, I'm sorry this is a little off topic. I was just saying if you had heard the latest on Daniel Estulin. He came on your show about 4 or 5 months ago and said he was going to come out with the full report a couple weeks after he was on your show. About the Bilderberg.
No, he really didn't. I don't have anything on him. What else is on your mind?
Well, you know, I just want to let you know you're doing a great job. He's just someone that I really respect. And if I remember right, he in May, he called the Dow exactly what's going on right now. He said that the Bilderberg Group and others were going to push it up to 9,500 or 10,000, and then they're going to plummet it at the end of September or October. And that's
and the
exactly
big money
that,
and the big money is now pulling out of the stock market.
Right. So is there anything new on him? I wasn't sure if he came.
No, we went to Bilderberg. We went to Bilderberg, and we had reporters in Greece with those reports. But I appreciate your call. Jim Tucker and others on air with us. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Indiana. Bob, you're on the air. We just talked to Bob. Tommy in Virginia. Tommy, you're on the air.
Yes. Hey, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Alex. Okay, great. Yes, back to this media thing. I'm disgusted with them. I'm calling for a complete boycott of mainstream media. We don't have to watch the news. We can get our news from online. We can get sports, weather, all that. Let's stop watching them. Make their ratings go down. I was really impressed by the Patriots, that little clip with CNN where the reporter was trying to do a live thing and they were yelling, tell the truth. That was awesome.
Stay there. You're actually calling in on topic. Stay there. We're going to come back to you to get your take on what happened. And we're going to play that clip of the CNN reporter being shouted down straight ahead after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Paul Watson text messaged me this morning, fellow we got running prisonplanet.com, and he said, search these terms in Google Trends. It's the highest it's ever been. It was some 9/11 term, a Sheen term, and my name with something. I can't remember those terms, but he's doing a blurb tomorrow. But just look at the name Alex Jones. Put that up on screen. Look at that trend there. News reference volume for the name Alex Jones. The highest it's ever been. since 2004 in the last 5 years. Double anything it's ever been. Look at that trend right there. And then also extremely high just on the web itself. We've been trending the last year higher than ever. But Watson had a bunch of 9/11 terms. He was text messaging me, and I went and looked and saw it, but I can't remember the terms. It's pretty late in England right now, but I may get those terms from him to show people. But you know, there's my name in association with 9/11. And there's no doubt it's that 9/11 truth. My name, the highest it's ever been, and it's been listed by Lycos and Google as in the top 10 searches before. My name. You know, not Paris Hilton, not O.J. Simpson, not Michael Jackson, but, I mean, I've been in the top 10. Just another example of how much we're reaching people just with this show. My show is a small part of the total resistance to tyranny. We were talking to Tommy in Virginia, and Tommy was bringing up the fact that... that's some good music, guys, but can you kill it? Thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Up to 2 million march to U.S. Capitol to protest against Obama's spending and Tea Party demonstration. That's the Mail Online. All the foreign press shows, the video, the photos, upwards of 2 million or more. And then the New York Times says a couple thousand. Go ahead.
It's horrible. Like I said, we just need to stop watching the regular news and you know, and that be done with it. I can't even watch Fox News anymore. It's disgusting. I wish you would play that clip and let them hear the Patriots, you know, saying tell the truth. And you know, I have a whole slew of subjects. I'd love to talk with you sometime, Alex, on police corruption, pandemic planning, the swine flu. I've been researching the New World Order for over 15 years, and you know, it's time to stand up and speak up. People yeah. need to stop being worried about being entertained 24/7 and do some research on their own and figure this out and help us. You know?
Well, the flu is just one more cover for total federalization. I appreciate your call. It's more government-sponsored terror as they hype it up and use it as a way to get the people to go along with total control. And the private interests that control the government make billions and billions of dollars off of it. Let's take another call. Thank you, Tommy. Andrew in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Good.
Thank you. In our local newspaper, yes, they showed the closest, this person must have climbed as close as they could to the very front to deliberately obscure the fact that there were literally, you know, an absurd number of people.
Yeah, no, almost all U.S. newspapers, I searched for hours today, getting ready for this show. I mean, I'm addicted to news, and not CNN, not hardly even Fox. Could you find video from on top of the buildings, just every major road, street filled, the mall filled, from the mall all the way to the Capitol, jammed with upwards of 2 million people? And Homeland Security estimated, that's the source for the Daily Mail, the British paper, Homeland Security said 2 million. The government says 2 million, and the New York Times says a few thousand.
I mean, this photographer must have clawed the eyes out of old ladies and old men with canes just to get as close as they possibly could to the front, because it was just literally...
Yeah, they went down to the stage. They went down to the stage and showed the front of the crowd and then said, look, a couple thousand people. Oh. I've had local Austin media at pro-gun events, pro-Second Amendment events we've had, and pro-sovereignty, pro-border events, anti-open border events, and we might have 2,000 people there, and the news will go get a camera, take a shot of the end of a line of people out on the edge, and say, a few dozen people were at the Austin Capitol today, the Texas Capitol.
Or better yet, they take the picture after everybody's left, and they're packing everything up, making it look like, oh, nobody showed up.
When the History Channel came to show me for a 9/11 hit piece, 9/11 Truth hit piece a few years ago, I was about 600 people at an event I was speaking to at UT. I was at another one in the main ballroom, you know, 1,200 people, standing room only. They turned back over 1,000. That's what UT said. But History Channel came and showed during a recess five people in the bleachers and said that was who was there to see me. Total deception.
Well, just on a good note, though, in the same newspaper today, in the same section, those posters of Mr. Obama with the Joker face over it made it to our local newspaper. It seems somebody put up, and it seems you've been lighting a lot of little fires, as it were, under a lot of people's backsides. Well, they decided to put up their own posters of calling the local mayor like a Mr. Doolittle. Now, get this. the city spends over $2,000 overnight to remove all these posters, but, and the newspaper reporter made certain they mentioned this, they left all the InfoWars posters alone.
And why?
This is a democratically controlled city. Why? Probably because a lot of them are probably figuring it out for themselves, and they're worried about their pension, too, and they see it all going down the you-know-what.
Well, the reason I had the contest to worldwide put up Obama Joker InfoWars.com posters, and yes, that was us, folks, was because I wanted to show people their power. Now, our new contest that I will announce the winners Tuesday a little bit late because I want to be able to properly watch the hundreds of videos we were sent was any poster, any political idea you have, just whoever makes the best poster and post, you know, them publicly and shoots a video of it. To show people the power of just going out and putting up posters. But you're saying in your town, multiple posters got put up, but they left the InfoWars posters up. What newspaper is that? I'd like to see it.
That's the Syracuse Post-Standard. S-T-A-N-D-A-R-D.
What was the headline in the Syracuse Post-Standard? I want to see that.
I apologize, sir. I do not have it in front of me. I had to read it over at my aunt's house.
Well, that's okay. We'll just, Syracuse Post-Standard, we'll go look at their online version for Joker poster. Or
deliberately left yours up.
And the paper admitted they left the posters with InfoWars up.
And they didn't even mention how it's a democratically controlled city, too. In fact, part of the downtown committee, which is all a bunch of democratically, individuals, they left the posters alone, same with the DPW workers.
But they took the ones down that bashed the mayor.
Or spray-painted over the ones they couldn't remove.
Crazy. Thank you so much. Bizarre. Yeah, folks, German TV, Japanese TV, British TV, U.S. TV, national TV, every town and city we've looked at, thousands of news articles, I can't even track them all, where you went and put the poster up. The locals whine about it, then the news puts it on and gives us 1,000 times the attention. It's all about the exercise of the First Amendment and showing you the power you've got. But the new contest is just put up whatever poster you want. Just get involved. Just get up off your butt, stop watching the television, and get out there. Let's go ahead and talk to JT in Texas. JT, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? Calling about the media whores and everything that's going on with not reporting the millions of people showing up. It just shows how disconnected we are, or they are from us, in the sense that even... I mean, Congress, you know, everything's just disconnected from the people. And
I hear you, brother. Good points, JT. Glad you chimed in with that. Tom in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, great work, Alex. I was just thinking today, we were like, you know, how with all the efforts that we've made since 9/11, we were with the films, the town hall meetings, the... the groundswell of people talking to one another, the blogs, the internet sites, the whole thing, has been great, although it's been building slowly. Yet with this Charlie Sheen thing this week, it seems entirely possible that on a worldwide basis, or this perhaps whoever is advanced over the cause of 9/11 truth more than anything that's happened in the last 8 years, perhaps. And if that is indeed true, would you not feel that this certainly would be indicative of a time to be using even more sophisticated psyops on the New World Order?
Well, look, I'm a limited person. I can't do everything. I ran this operation against the globalists. It's in full swing now. More announcements coming up probably Tuesday or Wednesday with Sheen. We're looking at which day to have him on. This is only phase one. And Sheen was the bait. He knows he's the bait. That was his plan. So this is called self-sacrifice. He's not who the media says he is. Just to get the attack dogs to come in after him, but then to read his 20 points. Because the average person doesn't know 6 of the 10 commissioners said it's a cover-up, a lie. The Pentagon lied. There should be a criminal investigation of what really happened. They're seeing that and the other 19 points of the 20 points in 20 minutes with the president. Top banner on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if folks want to see that, or if they want to watch the video of his video message to the president that's been the number one video the last 2 days on YouTube, just that one version of it. Anything else, sir?
No, that's okay.
But hey, proof's in the pudding. Were we not successful?
Exactly. The only question I have with her is I'm talking not about just the Charlie Sheen thing over, but devising even more sophisticated psyops.
No,
for the
I'm
future.
Saying it took me a month and a half to launch this one operation. Yes, run your own operations in your own area. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. The news is coming up, and we'll be right back for the second hour, September 13, 2009. I'm Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls, get into the whole Charlie Sheen International event. Scandal. We're going to get into the economy, continue taking your phone calls, a bunch of other news. Israel saying they may go ahead and hit Iran. Russia saying don't do that. Secret meetings with Putin and Medvedev and Benjamin Netanyahu. That's all coming up. But yes, the listener that called in 10 minutes ago said city government mobilizes to swat down signs critical of mayor. He said that the city left up the InfoWars.com posters that were put up a few weeks ago, but when posters critical of the mayor went up, they were all taken down. It says, what happens in Syracuse when you paste up a sign about the New World Order? Nothing. It stays there. What happens when you paste up a sign questioning the mayor's performance? It comes down immediately. Even if it takes 10 city workers, the downtown committee, scrapers, glue remover, and paint. And it says 200 signs popped up with bright orange criticizing the mayor as a Doolittle. And they sure removed him. See, we had one contest about showing you your power with the Obama posters, knowing the media would cover it. Now we've got a new contest that closed last week. I'll judge it and announce it Tuesday, 2 days from now. Just of any political poster, but whoever comes up with the most colorful, the most interesting, post them in public legal areas where other commons posters are put up. And then videotapes it and puts it on YouTube, preferably, and sends it to us. Got a lot of great entries. We have them listed up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, about the people realizing they can stand up, they can get involved, that it's so shocking now for an American to exercise their free speech that it gets big attention when you do. Whatever your issue is, just get involved. It's exciting. It's your birthright. It's what will bring down the globalist. They've been able to set up this whole system because we've been standing down. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Al-Qaeda, Mom. I just had a question for you. I think we need to use the mainstream media's weapons against them. I think they've become so dependent on advertising money and that we can literally vote with our remote. But what we need to choose to watch is you know, what we need to watch. You know, and just completely boycott everything else so that we make them focus on the real issues, force them to, using our dollars. You know,
well, that works.
That are becoming more and more worthless. But
Well, that works to a certain extent. And spend time with your family. Don't waste your time just watching mindless sports and things they use to control you. And these left-right, you know, paradigm WWF events that they have on the media. But one cluster bomb might cost $1 million. One cruise missile might cost $1 million. One jet may cost $500 million. NBC's owned by a big defense contractor. At a certain point, they don't care if you stop watching. Because the media is just their propaganda arm. I mean, they do care, but we have to also start our own media, not just tune them out, but everybody start your own media. Now, that means putting up posters or starting a neighborhood newsletter or starting a website or starting a radio show. Everybody needs to be heard. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have, you know, a YouTube account, and I've been, you know, uploading videos about different, you know, things regarding the New World Order. And, you know, my name is Socio Student on there, and you know, I get a lot of criticism, you know, about the vaccines, you know, exposing Gardasil especially. And, you know, I don't understand the criticism specifically because they've already admitted that it's
killing
people.
Well, that's probably paid bloggers. Yeah, they've already admitted it's killing people and maiming them.
Exactly. So it's, and, you know, they're trying to turn it now into an illegal immigration issue. I don't know if I agree with that, but...
Into an illegal alien issue?
Well, there was a recent article about a young immigrant woman who was denied citizenship because she refused to take the shot.
Oh, yeah. Stay there. Let's talk more about Gardasil from a woman's perspective straight ahead.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everything I do on this radio show, everything I do in my documentary films and the local television show I do and the webcast and everything we produce and the guest we have on is about warning the people about public health threats by the eugenicist population reduction global corporate state. And it's about showing you the power you have to take action and stand up and be heard. That's the true peaceful revolution that I'm trying to energize. And 99% of us stand to lose under this world government. It's more than 99%. It's more like 99.999. Doesn't matter if you're in the military or FBI or a government bureaucrat. You're not the enemy of the people. We're not your enemy. The globalists want to redistribute the wealth, but not from the middle class or the poor. They want to make everybody poor except for a tiny elite and use that as a tool of social control. Now, I want to get into Charlie Sheen being attacked by the mainstream media, but the incredible grassroots support he's gotten. I want to give you kind of a rundown and a boil down of what's happened the last week with that and where we're going in the future. I want to play a clip of Fox News, the O'Reilly factor attacking him. There's three clips of it, three different shows. Hannity's been attacking him. Limbaugh's been attacking him. I don't have time to play all these. They're posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and boil down sections. But we're going to play this one O'Reilly from Friday night coming up in a few minutes after the break, and I want to go over it. Also want to recap and play a clip of CNN and the New York Times trying to say a few thousand people were out at the Tea Party in D.C. when mainstream news in England and Homeland Security is told the British news we had 2 million people here. And that's what it looks like to me from the camera shots on top buildings, just every street, road, feeding into the mall, from the mall to the Capitol, jam-packed everywhere. But I wanted to go back to Sherry, Melanie, Victoria, Zach, and others. Sherry called in during the last little short segment that some stations don't carry. She was bringing up how she has a YouTube channel and speaks out against the Gardasil shot, and she gets attacked on there by some people. And she says, why is that when they admit mainstream news? In fact, we can Google it right now. Gardasil deaths. Let's just do that in a few minutes. Show it to people. That Gardasil is causing people to die and become paralyzed. Go ahead and make your point on the Gardasil human papilloma virus injections.
Well, apparently they included it in a list of vaccinations required for immigrants seeking become U.S. citizens, and there was a 17-year-old girl in Colchester, England, who is trying to move to the United States, and she is accusing the government of blackmailing immigrant girls and women by forcing them to receive a vaccine with some adverse effects and questionable long-term efficacy. All women between the ages of 11 to 26 must receive the vaccine as part of a mandatory immigration health exam.
Yeah, and that's also happening in the U.S., and Perry tried to say it was the law. The governor of Texas, all Perry really did was say, I'm putting it on the list of recommended shots to attend school, but that's a recommendation. They have a waiver form. In the trials 3 years ago, it was admitted people were dying and having autoimmune responses and becoming paralyzed. And in England, when they forcibly inject your daughters and they die or become paralyzed, they threaten to arrest you. This was in the Times of London. I had a member of parliament on Thursday about this, if you were listening. Threatening you not to speak out when it kills your daughter or maims them.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and not only that, but it really reeks of Kissinger and Rumsfeld put together. It really does, because you know with Kissinger's NSSM 200.
That was National Security Memorandum 200 to sterilize half the planet at least.
Exactly. I mean, it really reeks of that.
And they say in the White House science czar's own government textbook, sterilize people through vaccines and water.
Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a mass murderer writing his crimes down in a journal, and then you find the journal and find the bodies, and you're like, oh, well, I have no idea who's doing that.
And the Gardasil has been, it's only 3 years in, but it's being linked now to serious fertility problems. Appreciate your call.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. Let's talk to Melanie in Arkansas. Melanie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First, I would like to thank your wife for the love and support she gives you.
Well, thank you.
So you can do what you do.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'd like to say that when I got up 5 a.m, first thing I did was give a donation to wearechange.org for their money run for the first responders. When I checked last night, they only had a little over $1,000.
Well, they're trying hard, and there's a lot of different branches out there, but we appreciate your call, ma'am. Your phone is really bad. Try to call us back someday when your phone's not cutting out. Thank you. Good to hear from you, though, Melanie in Arkansas. God bless you. Victoria in Virginia. Victoria, you're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to say about the mainstream media that mainstream media suck, and they are no more than monopoly puppets that push the right-left bipartisan paradigm of divide and conquer lies, and those lies are catching up with them and coming back to bite them soon, thanks to you and other freedom fighters. The people are just tired of choosing between evil and lesser evil, and they're waking up and rebelling against the shadow government, tyranny and control of our government and our country and the world, using war and money to control the people. And thank you for your tireless work on behalf of this country's freedom and on behalf of humanity. Lots of us are praying for you every day for your safety, your mission, and your continued success in real media coverage. So I just want to say thank you and God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am. Wow, well said. Thank you so much. Absolutely. I talked to so many Fox News, CNN producers over the years. They go, oh, we're fans. We know you're right, but you know, this place is basically government run, and but it isn't working anymore. You know, the Republicans are getting all this support now, but as soon as they get in power, they're going to continue the globalist agenda. But it isn't working anymore. The people are waking up to that. So if the Republicans don't immediately start auditing the Fed and abolishing it and getting us out of the wars, it's over for them. Then they'll put Democrats back in 2 years. And then we're going to be in a full-bore revolution. That's why they want to use the flu or some other crises to try to scare people into going along with the police state. Zach in Pennsylvania, you're on the air, Zach.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you for calling.
It's an honor to speak to you, sir.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I'd just like to thank you for your hard work and all the documentaries. You've helped me wake up to the New World Order. I've seen Endgame. I've seen the Obama deception. I've seen Terror Storm. I've seen quite a bit of your documentaries, and I just want to thank you on behalf of the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, I want to thank you for being involved. Look, I got a family here. If I don't have freedom, you're not going to have freedom. It's mutual. It's symbiotic. And so I know everybody likes to thank me, but we ought to start a dittos thing like Rush has or something. Look, I want to thank you for just caring and being involved, sir. I'm only doing my duty. I would be a crazy person to know what I know, to read White House Science Czar government policy book where they say they're poisoning the water and want to sterilize us and bring in a planetary dictatorship, everything my film Endgame covers. Just all admitted in this. I would be a raving lunatic if I didn't do everything I could to fight this.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What do you think of the media refusing to admit that there were 2 million people at the Tea Party?
I just read the report from Infowars.com. It's total BS. It's completely fabricated. I mean, I saw the pictures from the rooftops. I saw the YouTube video. There was clearly at least 2 million people there.
Homeland Security says 2 million. The British news isn't just, and the German news, I'm not saying they're perfect either, but they do what old-fashioned media did. They call up the police running the event and say, how many people do you estimate were there? Oh, okay, 1,000, 20,000, 100,000, 1 million, 2 million? They said 2 million. Homeland Security's quoted. It's absolute fact. 2 million. The police on the mall, their experts said 2 million. They're trained to count crowds. I appreciate your call, sir. We got to go to break. But good to hear from you. Thanks for the support. I mean, look, it's not our opinion. You can read Homeland Security. It says the line of protesters spread across Pennsylvania Avenue for blocks all the way to the Capitol, according to the Washington Homeland Security Emergency Management Agency. Upwards of 2 million people marched to U.S. Capitol to protest against Obama's spending. 2 million! Get it straight. Where's the retraction from the New York Times and the Austin American Statesman? Don't hold your breath. That's a long time waiting for a train that won't come. You found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines in the info war. We wage war on corruption. We crash the lies and disinformation. More of your calls coming up. Toll free, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, on this live September 13th Sunday edition. And the globalists don't like it. The New World Order, this private consortium of banks and corporations that are taking over all the governments of the planet and taking over the U.S. and England like we're another third world nation to loot us and rob us, they don't get it. There is no more Mr. Nice Guy. We're done. We're not putting up with their crap anymore. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I wanted to play this short CNN clip as they overtake the reporter telling her, tell the truth, and other shouts. Here it is.
Hill correspondent Lisa Desjardins. We're huge rally there on Capitol Hill. A lot of folks who have been very vocal about not liking the health care proposal that the president has been pitching. So just to forewarn our audience that there just might be some yelling about that kind of statement while we're talking about Congressman Joe Wilson. All right. So, Lisa, you actually have some experience covering Joe Wilson when in South Carolina. He is not new to South Carolina. However, he might be new to the national spotlight. Did this, display this week seem kind of in concert with the Joe Wilson that they know in South Carolina?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, if you can hear me, this crowd is not just here about health care, but they're here about a lot of issues that they're obviously upset about. Right now they're chanting, tell the truth. They've been talking a lot to me about what they think CNN should air, and here you hear them chanting. Let's talk about Joe Wilson. I've covered him for a long time, and I'll tell you, he's a man who does care about things like honor, doing the right thing. He's also a man who I've seen display
all right.
a reaction.
Now, remember last year at the DNC, we're going to play this clip later when we get into the 9/11 segment, when we come back after the news, I went with a bullhorn in people and chanted 9/11's an inside job. That crowd was smart. If you try to give a long speech yelling at a reporter from behind, it doesn't go out over air. It just sounds like noise. But if you say, tell the truth, or don't tax me, or simple things, it gets across the news. All the armchair quarterbacks told me I should have given a long, eloquent speech on the bullhorn. No, we said 9/11 was an inside job, and Google Infowars.com, and it would have had a massive effect. But good job of the folks at the Tea Party. But I'll play for the video audience, people watching right now, the time-lapse video from just one major street 2 miles long leading to the Capitol for the demonstration. And the foreign news reported all the major streets leading to the mall filled up. This is 500,000 people at least that you see congregate right there on your screen as they go to the mall. This is a time lapse from on top of a roof. You can go up to prisonplanet.com and check it out for yourself. How big was the crowd? Time lapse video shows magnitude of the rally. And there it is for you, but that's the title of the story. For those that aren't PrisonPlanet.tv members, just want to go to Prison Planet and watch that video clip for yourselves. How long can the mainstream media get away with this? You know, on jogging on the treadmill this morning, I watched Real Time with Bill Maher. That's the name of his stupid HBO show, isn't it? I watch it a lot. I forget the name. And the whole thing was lies. It was, you're a racist if you criticize Obama. And all of his little pet guests would clap and agree. Oh, you're such a genius reading off a teleprompter. And then he would say things that were just amazing. No, we don't want open borders. We don't want to turn our guns in. We don't like Obama and the foreign banks, along with the Republicans, stealing $23.7 trillion in the last 11 months and growing double the GDP. We don't like all this corruption. And we're sick of it. And that's why. But when you come in, I mean, they look, Bill Maher cold-bloodedly knows that the people that don't like Obama aren't racist. He knows that the majority of white people voted for Obama. He knows that people wanted to be magnanimous and friendly and try to put racial division behind. But Obama was put in power to create racial division. And that's why CNN and MSNBC and all of them get up there and say it is racist to show him as the Joker. It is racist to be against his health care. They even on Bill Maher was, I wish I would have been taping this, but it was this week, September 11th live show he did Friday, but I saw it this morning. They showed fake Drudge Report headlines and said they were real because I know the Bill Maher show enough to know that he does that segment with fake headlines. And the last time I watched it 3 weeks ago, he showed fake, he did a fake Ronald Reagan tape and said it was Ronald Reagan, but just joked enough to where you know it's not real if you're smart, but the average person, he doesn't tell you it's fake. He plays a fake Ronald Reagan tape 3 weeks ago when I watched. Today I watched, and he showed fake Drudge Report headlines making fun of black people. And I check Drudge every day. You are a race-baiting, race-pimp, racial-dividing, divide-and-conquer piece of trash, Bill Maher. And every show I notice he bashes families and people's kids and people having their kids at public events and keep your kids at home and don't have babies. He's another eugenicist. He's another elitist piece of trash. And see, folks, when George Bush is in power, tripling the size of government, butchering the Bill of Rights, launching wars, lying about WMDs, we expose him. And when his daddy had a eugenicist who co-wrote this book, Paul Ehrlich, with John P. Holder into the White House science czar, we criticized him. We criticized both parties because they're both on the same payroll. It is that simple. Figure it out. The minute you figure, and I know most of you already know this, but for new listeners, the minute you get outside the left-right paradigm, the minute you figure out both parties are control and they fight over petty issues and the party out of power will criticize what's bad that's happening, but as soon as they get in power, they change their tune. Just like Obama said, he was going to end the war immediately. Then he said 18 months, then 2 years, then now never. He said he wouldn't hire any lobbyists. He's hired more lobbyists than Bush ever did. He said he would get rid of the Patriot Act and warrantless wiretapping against the American people. He expanded it. And the list goes on and on. Indefinite detention, secret arrest, secret visits to the White House. All of this, Obama has expanded what Bush did because Obama is a puppet. Now, when Obama was built up as this messianic savior who was going to save the world, and they called him president of the world and Superman and the one, I had to come out and make the Obama deception and point out he was a very dangerous puppet because if we would have allowed him as a people to become this Hitler, Maoist, Stalin-like Julius Caesar, if we would have allowed that, he could have been very dangerous. Right now, he has the lowest approval rating in every Rasmussen, Gallup, you name it, between 45 and 40, depending on the poll. But every one of those numbers, any way you cut it, dice it, slice it, the lowest approval rating of any president in the 100 years of scientific polling. If you don't believe me, just Google the term. Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president at this point in the presidency of anyone ever. And I'm telling you, he will stage a terror attack. And I'm not the only one saying that. I've heard Glenn Beck even say, oh, he may stage something. Michael Savage has said he'll stage a terror attack, Reichstag event. Limbaugh said he'll use a crisis. And to hear Glenn Beck and Limbaugh and Savage talking about the New World Order, admitting a lot of it's real now, and getting top ratings is a good thing. But I guarantee you, when Republicans get control of the House in a year and a half, you are not going to hear this out of them anymore, and I want you to hold them accountable at that time. Because all I want is a free country for my children. I want this corporate takeover to end. I mean, go back. We played the clips of Glenn Beck. He was for the banker bailout bill. He was for the Patriot Act. That's why I'm against these guys. But as long as they're telling the truth somewhat, that's why they're being demonized by Media Matters. We'll be right back after the news. Stay with us. Okay, we got about 27 minutes left in this worldwide transmission. Anthony, Ruth, Amber, Robert, Dan, Evelyn, Thomas, Dan, I want to get to you, at least those eight or nine calls. we have on the board, but I've got some 9/11 truth news I want to hit. Charlie Sheen, about a month and a half ago, and I'm going to have him back on this week, and we'll cover more of why we did this, the way we did it, and some other big announcements. Either Tuesday or Wednesday he's going to be on with us. We're not sure which day we want to do it yet. He's challenged Bill O'Reilly. He's challenged John McCain's daughter that attacked him on The View to a debate on live TV. We're seeing how that's going. He's been in contact with the White House about having a meeting with them, with 9/11 survivors, including first responders that are questioning the official story. Six of the 10 9/11 commission members, that's 60%, say the official story was a fraud, a cover-up, a lie. There should be a criminal investigation, not just a congressional investigation. That's why Charlie wrote his letter to the president. That's why I went public in a video interview, a taped interview, and two live interviews on my weekday radio show last week. And all those interviews and video interviews are up in the 20 minutes with the president section, the big banner at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com will lead you to all of that. And there were quite a few even positive stories in the news, including one in the first or second. They debate which one's the biggest paper in the UK. The UK paper, The Telegraph, actually published his 20 bullet points and said, what do you think of what Charlie Sheen has to say? And they've written six articles I know of. Two of them were fair and balanced. The other four were hit pieces. This was the most balanced. Charlie Sheen urges Barack Obama to reopen 9/11 investigation in video message. And then it goes through his points. The 9/11 Commission, six of the 10, said there was a cover-up. Should be a criminal investigation. They linked to the Washington Post that Charlie linked to. That's exactly what Charlie intended. And then Charlie Sheen's video message you see there on the screen, that one's over 420,000 views right now, and there's thousands of versions of it people have grabbed. Clearly, several million views. Number one video on YouTube right now. I shot the video at his home with him, and that debuted Thursday and became the most viral video on the internet by Friday evening, and is still one of the most viral videos out there. So I challenge people to go over all of these articles and the different pieces that have been covered. He also linked to 20 Minutes with the President, but I commend the author of this particular story in London's paper that is also published in every major city of the UK. This is the big paper in the UK. It's, again, they argue the first or second between it and the Guardian, London Telegraph, with a fair story. You just can't beat that. But I wanted to show you the power of 9/11 truth. This is MSNBC. They attack me. They attack me with a knife. It's on video. Cut the cord of my bullhorn. Punch me in the stomach. We had guys show up 15 minutes later, Luke Radowski and others with other bullhorns, took it over again for 2 hours. Here's a clip live from MSNBC when that happened.
Of course, here we are, the second night of the Democratic National Convention out here in Denver. We've got some demonstrators out here. This is a free country, as you can tell. They've got bullhorns and everything. We're going to try to ignore some of the crazier elements and hear from the people that are here to cover the convention and are paying attention to it. Right now, we've got Jennifer Palmiere, former Edwards and John Edwards advisor, and one of the most powerful men in California, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
How are you, Chris?
Thank you, sir. We just spent some time together. I guess it's the old question of carrot or stick. Last night, I never saw so much carrot. The charm of Michelle Obama, she was downright fetching as a family member, as a mother. The children were divine. The father was fatherly. It was father knows best, or rather it was the Huxtables. Also, there was a great sentimental moment with Senator Kennedy, who's now sort of post-political. Tonight, is it time to throw the red meat to this crowd and remind them why they're Democrats, Mayor?
Well, I think it's time for us to remind...
Okay, it goes on for 2 hours. And then Keith Olbermann came up, said, please stop. He sent his producer out. Olbermann had just exposed that Cheney wanted to blow up U.S. ships and blame it on Iran. So I said, I'm tired. We've been here 2 hours. I've been beat up several times. It's in the extras of the Obama deception, actually, all the raw video of that. And so we left. But the point is, that's the power of going out to these live events. We're not playing Mr. Nice Guy anymore with the New World Order and these corporate whores. It's over. Now, here's a hit piece from Fox News. Here's a hit piece, and they play some clips from my Charlie Sheen video I put out. And Geraldo goes over every trick in the book. It's about peer pressure. Charlie won't believe his eyes. Charlie's hurting the families. Charlie is crazy. Charlie, you know, decades ago, used drugs. When O'Reilly, you know, with the women has his own issues. But the point is, both of them do. But the point is that it's all peer pressure saying we're crazy. When a New York Times poll showed 84% don't believe the official story, a CNN poll 83%, the media always uses a Scripps Howard News Service 36% believing it's a total inside job. Folks, it's much higher than that. You can just Google 84% believe 9/11 cover up. You can see it. But I wanted to play this as a textbook example of a hit piece. This is one of three O'Reilly's done. And it's just absolutely pathetic. But they're being forced to respond. They're not just going to put 9/11 out there as a pretext to take our liberties anymore. We're going to respond and demand a real investigation. They also say Charlie's just making stuff up. Charlie listed that the commission says it's a fraud, six of the 10 members. He listed that FBI translators have come out and said Bin Laden worked for the U.S. government till 9/11. Charlie brings up all these other key points. Let's go to that clip.
The Fridays with Geraldo segment tonight, we continue our look at the far left vis-a-vis 9/11. Listen to actor Charlie Sheen.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. You, sir, have the power as well as the responsibility to initiate a truly independent congressional investigation into the events of 9/11 as well as its aftermath. We want our country back, Mr. President. We're counting on you, Mr. President. Be on the right side of history.
Here now, Fox News anchor Geraldo Rivera.
Very cruel. Very cruel. Yeah, I don't know Charlie. I know his dad, Martin Sheen. We worked together on the issue of the homeless in the 90s.
Hit pause. Back it up. Very cruel. When I've had Bill Doyle, head of the biggest 9/11 victims family group, 8,000 to 10,000 members, his son Joey died, saying the majority of their members and he believes it's a total inside job. They all went to the commission, said the same thing. I can go on and on. The policemen, the firemen I've interviewed about the bombs going off, being told to get back by the government that it was going to blow up. Very cruel. See, you speak for the families, but you can't get them on the show with you. Back to Geraldo.
I'm Fox News anchor Geraldo Rivera.
Very cruel. Very cruel. Yeah, I don't know, Charlie. I know his dad, Martin Sheen. We worked together on the issue of the homeless in the 80s and the 90s. Charlie's
Hit
one
pause.
Of those charming guys like Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, you know Martin Sheen. Well, good. I know him well, and he's in my film Truth Rising. Martin Sheen is saying he believes Building 7 was blown up. So you like name drop there as if Martin isn't on board. More distortions, Geraldo. Back to Geraldo.
Donald holds similar views, who they're almost like they're covered in Teflon. No matter what Charlie does in life, whether it's the drugs or the hookers or whatever, you know, people still like him because he's a charming actor, and Rosie O'Donnell also. And similarly, I believe both of them are being sincere about this. I think that they have swallowed this Kool-Aid where they, in defiance of the facts, in defiance of the historic record, in defiance
of... pause again.
In
defiance of the facts, in spite of the record, despite of what their eyes saw, our eyes saw local news announcing the government's going to blow up Building 7, get back. CBS, NPR New York, BBC, CNN. They admit they blew up Building 7. And we say, well, you say you blew it up on the news. We have the police saying, get back, they're blowing it up. And then you say you didn't blow it up. In defiance of our own eyes. And then he says, well, Rosie's career is over because of 9/11 truth. I talked to Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell on her website's plug my film Terror Storm. Rosie was offered multi-million-dollar contract and left The View because she wouldn't be allowed to have free speech. She left The View because she's already made so much money and off the cruise ship deals, everything else she does. I talked to Rosie O'Donnell and Christina Ebersole and others. He lies again and says, oh, look, it hurts your career to talk about this. They use peer pressure. We're going to come back and finish up with a clip and then go right to your calls. But every 5 seconds is a distortion or a lie. And it isn't working anymore, Geraldo. By the way, I took Geraldo's live TV show over. We ought to queue up Alex Jones Takes Over Geraldo's show. Show people that. That's in my film, Truth Rising. Available on DVD at InfoWars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, you need a permit to protest or demonstrate here in New York, but this anarchist group came forward. They really are the one of the least attractive groups of demonstrators I've ever seen. one of the leaders, I guess. If violence breaks out, don't worry, we can handle it.
All right.
Our Fox News team can.
Yeah, you can Google or YouTube Alex Jones gets arrested in New York and see his takeover Geraldo's outside live TV show. Just from bullhorning from outside the gates, they still arrested me, then released me and dropped the charges. But this is finishing up with their hit piece on Charlie, with their disinformation, all lies. Here it is.
Own eyes and witnessing what happened when those planes smashing into the buildings. And I think unintentionally, I am sure they are hurting the victims' families, the survivors, because they continue to raise this preposterous notion that the United States government would be so hideously manipulative that we would kill almost 3,000 of our own citizens as a pretext to going to war in Afghanistan. It is false on its face. It is extremely insensitive. And if it weren't for the fact that they are sincere but misguided, I really would feel even more emotional about it. But I think it is very, very a negative vibe that it's one of these things like Area 51 with the aliens in New Mexico. No matter how you define it, they still believe it.
Is crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think
he's crazy.
I think that he has a trick gene or a screw loose. I think that he is an addictive personality. A wonderful actor, and listen,
but he's hurting his career. Look, Rosie O'Donnell's career is nowhere sound a drain because of her radicalism. He's hurting his career now. Geraldo, everybody, directly ahead, where's Bin Laden? How come
all right, ladies and gentlemen. So there's all the disinfo, all the propaganda. Now I'm going to try to take 7-8 of your calls here. I can give each caller 1 minute. I love hearing from you, but have your point, have your question ready. Let's go to Robert in the United Kingdom on the international lines first. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I saw your video about 9/11 ago that totally blew my mind. And last night I watched the video about Obama and I didn't sleep the whole night. And I've got a network on Facebook of over 300,000 people, and all I was thinking in my head was, we need to go and use social media to go and spread the stuff that you are doing. Why we still got the opportunity? Because I am damn sure of it that within the next year to 2 years, we're not going to be able to use that, and they're going to use it against us. I will beg and encourage every single person. I'd love to ask you for this as well, Alex. If you could put the trailers to your video in a place where we can download them, and tag every single friend that you have in those videos so we spread it like wildfire.
Well, sir, we do have at PrisonPlanet.tv Fall the Republic, The Obama Deception, Endgame, all my films' trailers in high quality, and they're all on YouTube as well, so you're absolutely welcome. Are you saying you just now woke up to all of this?
I woke up to this stuff from your videos about a year ago, and you were the only person that I saw that wasn't putting, like, stupid, wild, far-out stuff in there that was like, the 9/11 stuff was just hardcore facts and documented.
Well, you saw what Geraldo did. He tried to inject the UFO, Area 51, Nevada, he couldn't even get the state right, he said New Mexico, into it, and that's what they do. They have to do that. They have to mix us. Notice all these other shows they have where they mix conspiracy stuff that's provable in with Chupacabras and Bigfoot and space aliens, and that's fine, but that's not my show. What I cover can be documented. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you. I mean, people's interpretation can be different than mine, but the facts are there and have to be looked at. Face the facts, demand the truth. Anthony in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to bring up the No Place for Hate campaign, which is going around in schools across the country right now. It's openly funded by the ADL. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, and they're also training the police, and they've got bills introduced in Congress, the Cyberbullying Act and the Hate Bill. One of them's passed the House, the Hate Bill, where they arrest you for what you say, even if it isn't calling for violence. And if anybody ever acts on violence and they say you were a listener or a reader, if they were a listener or a reader of you, you get arrested. And the Cyberbullying Act says if someone says you hurt their feelings, it's a federal felony. So, yes, they're trying to end the First Amendment.
Yes. And in my high school, where the No Place for Hate campaign is, they sent around a form, and it pretty much says if you say anything politically incorrect, the police can be called.
Yeah, send me that form. I know about the national campaign that the feds are funding. I appreciate it. Good point. Yes, No Place for Hate campaign. In fact, I need to do a show on that. And they're now saying, don't criticize the government or we'll arrest you. There's no law. They're just doing it. They're trying. Folks, they've now recruited the Girl Scouts of America to, quote, make sure their families do what Homeland Security says. That's in the AFP's article. And to get ready for terror. And the Boy Scouts are in the New York Times with photos with M16s training to take on, quote, disgruntled veterans and gun owners. And the DHS report we broke and the MIAC report says the number one threat to Homeland Security is veterans and gun owners. The government is rogue and criminal, folks. It's 2 minutes to midnight. What happened to Russia and China and Germany and every other country is now happening here. This is real. Let's talk to Ruth in Florida. Ruth, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Ruth.
I'm really, really glad to be on the side of the truthers. I admire you guys for your walking the truth and talking the truth. I think it's wonderful now that they're starting to get caught in all their lies. Mom always said, give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. So you just keep doing the truth and we'll keep doing it too. Those bubbles of truth will rise out of this sea of lies. So
out of the cesspool. What do you think about them saying a couple thousand people were in D.C., but Homeland Security admits 2 million?
That was a freaking riot. I mean, it's like every time they say something stupid, I figure there's at least a couple million people around this country.
Listen,
like
the local
going, what
Austin.
A moron.
Exactly, ma'am. I appreciate your call, Ruth. The Chronicle a few years ago, our local weekly rag, said that Centra of Spain is not owned by Spain. I mean, with a straight face. I mean, these people, I don't know how long they think they can get away with this. I'm sick of it. It's our country. Quit trying to make us your slaves, you carpetbagging people. Let's go ahead and talk to Amber in Ohio. Amber, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say that my fiance mentioned something about Geraldo drawing stuff in the sand to inform our enemies. And so if he's a traitor against the United States, then why does he have any credibility still?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, how does Geraldo have credibility? I've been on Geraldo's show a few times because I was the last person to interview the D.C. madam and warned her they were going to kill her. But that was a separate issue. He had to have me on because I was the only source. But I don't think Geraldo has any credibility with that Stromboli mustache.
He was just, my fiance was saying that Geraldo drew stuff in the sand to let our enemies know what we were doing. I didn't know if he had any more facts about that.
I don't understand, but thank you. Send me more info, Amber. Dan in Michigan. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let you know the word is getting out. I know three people that were in D.C., and them not being real good with numbers, they said there was at least a half a million or more there. So, you know, the word is getting out. You have inspired me to go on ahead and start writing my own newsletter. I ship out via email about health, just health, the stuff that you talk about, the stuff I find, you know, other articles on the
internet. Good job. Get involved.
The word's getting out, man.
God bless you, sir. Going to jam in another call. By the way, callers, you can continue to call in. Jason Burmes is live for 3 hours. If it isn't on your local AM or FM station, Infowars.com, the audio streams. He's coming up for 3 hours on a host of issues. Real fast, let's talk to Evelyn in Tennessee. Evelyn, go ahead.
Is my audio coming in all right?
Yes. Oh, it's Ian. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Go ahead. Or Evan. Evan,
no,
go
no
ahead.
Worries,
go fast. We're almost out of time.
I just wanted to speak to the fact that, I mean, with what the mainstream media is doing, exactly what they have all done. There's about 2 million people out there who all have friends and family whenever they get back home, and they're talking about this wonderful experience and liberty that they had, and everybody around them is wondering what they're talking about. That's going to plant the seeds for the future. They're going to help wake some people up here in some time, and that's all I got, brother. You have a great one.
God bless you. Great way to end it. Thomas and Dan, others you can hold for Burma's coming up. Look. That's what we're talking about. Liberty, the spirit of 1776, being infectious, spreading, getting involved. So what if people laugh at you when you first get involved and when you go to city council or county commissioners or the state house to speak, or when you go to a rally or you put out a neighborhood newsletter or you speak out or you call into talk radio? We're the majority. All the polls show it. We're the constitutionalist. We're on the side of right. The establishment's on the side of wrong. Corruption is growing, but as that corruption expands, for every action, there is an equal reaction. And we are that reaction. and realize the power you have, and realize, don't let them divide and conquer us. Whether you're police, military, average citizen, school teacher, doctor, lawyer, radio host, newspaper reporter, stop towing the controlled left and controlled right party line. Break out of it. Shatter the paradigm. Stand up for liberty. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, whatever. Don't let them divide us. Stand up for sovereignty. Stand up against the global New World Order, tyrannical, eugenic state that is being set up. Excellent job, crew. We'll see you at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.